Breaking news as we come on the air. A horrific house fire killing 10 family members in Pennsylvania. The images coming in, the fast-moving fire breaking out early this morning. Seven adults and three children among the victims, including sons, daughters, and grandchildren. A volunteer firefighter on the scene discovering the victims were his own family members. A criminal investigation now underway. Breaking news in the Alex Jones trial. A jury just a short time ago ordering the conspiracy theorist to pay $45.2 million to parents who lost their six-year-old son in Newtown for calling the Sandy Hook massacre a hoax. His second multi-million dollar penalty in just 2 days. News tonight about the monkeypox outbreak spreading across the U.S. An adult linked to a daycare facility now testing positive in Illinois. Questions now about whether children and others were exposed. The summer surge in American jobs, lowering fears of a possible recession. The U.S. adding 528,000 jobs in July, more than double the projected number. Employment back to pre-pandemic levels, and President Biden on the verge of what could be a major legislative victory. Hours after the conviction and sentencing of WNBA star Brittany Griner, Russia signaling it's ready to discuss a possible prisoner exchange with the U.S. The Kremlin making one demand to the U.S. about the talks. Overseas tonight, China escalating military exercises around Taiwan and cutting ties with the U.S. on several major issues. More than 77 million Americans under heat alerts tonight from Texas to Maine. Flood watches in effect from Kentucky to D.C. The deadly lightning strike near the White House. A married couple and another man killed. More than 2,000 flights canceled since yesterday. Rob Marciano tracking it all. The war in Ukraine, alarming reports of shelling near Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Russia releasing video showing smoke rising from the area. Both Ukraine and Russia blaming each other. And the police canine coming to the rescue, helping track down three boys lost in the woods.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on this Friday night. I'm Whit Johnson in for David. We begin tonight with that breaking news, a horrific scene in northeastern Pennsylvania. Authorities say 10 people were killed in a fast-moving house fire, all believed to be members of the same family. The victims ranging in age from 5 to 79 years old, including sons, daughters, and grandchildren. Several inside the home managing to escape the flames. A criminal investigation now underway. And what we're now learning about a volunteer firefighter who arrived on scene, his connection to the victims. ABC's Mola Lange leads us off with late details just coming in.
Tonight, unspeakable tragedy for one Pennsylvania family after a devastating fire ripped through this home early this morning. According to state police, seven adults and three children confirmed dead. The victims ranging in age from 5 to 79. Crews called to the single-family home around 2:30 a.m.
Residential structure fire, multiple people entrapped.
Firefighters tried going in but were pushed back by the fierce flames and intense heat.
When we came pulled up, the whole place was fully involved. We tried to get into them. There wasn't no way we could get into them.
Volunteer firefighter Harold Baker, one of the first on scene, is related to all 14 people he says were staying in the house overnight.
I also lost my son, my daughter, my grandson, two other grandkids that it's in there, my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, all lost, and my sister-in-law, all lost.
According to Baker, many of his relatives were in town visiting family. 13 pets also believed to be inside when the fire broke out.
That I couldn't get in there to save them. That's my biggest thing that's been on me. I couldn't get in there to save them.
Well, some of those inside were able to safely flee the burning home. Authorities say there is a criminal investigation into the cause of the fire. The state police are interviewing the survivors with.
All right, Mo Lange with those breaking details. Thank you. Another developing story tonight. Just a short time ago, a jury in the Alex Jones trial ordering the conspiracy theorist to pay $45.2 million to parents who lost their six-year-old son in the Sandy Hook massacre for calling it a hoax. The punitive damages awarded today come on top of another multi-million dollar penalty in just the last 24 hours. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Members of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
Tonight, a Texas jury punishing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for his lies, ordering him to pay $45.2 million to the family of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, one of the 20 first graders and 6 staff gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary. The staggering sum on top of $4 million in compensatory damages marks the first time the firebrand host has been found financially responsible for spreading false claims about the country's deadliest school shooting. For years, Jones told followers Sandy Hook was a hoax staged by the government to crack down on guns, even calling the victims' parents crisis actors.
I don't think you will understand unless there's some form of punishment.
The parents of Jesse Lewis testifying on the devastating toll of Jones's lies, years of harassment, violence, and death threats they've had to endure.
Jesse died a hit.
Jones finally admitting on the stand what the world knew years ago about the massacre.
It was, especially since I've met the parents, and it's 100% real.
Jones's company has filed for bankruptcy, and he claims he's lost nearly everything after being banned from platforms like Facebook and YouTube, the judge even admonishing him from the bench.
You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true.
Today, an expert for the family testifying he's worth up to $270 million and has withdrawn tens of millions of dollars since he was found liable of defamation in Sandy Hook cases.
He lied to make his money, and he's lying to keep his money.
And this isn't the end of legal troubles for Jones. He's also facing a lawsuit filed in Connecticut by several other Sandy Hook families and an FBI agent. He's been found liable in that case and faces millions more in damages. Whit?
Ariel, thank you. We move on now to major news about the U.S. economy, inflation, and American jobs. The Labor Department today reporting a massive surge in hiring. 528,000 jobs added in July, more than double the expected number. Unemployment falling to 3.5%, back to pre-pandemic levels. And President Biden on the verge of what could be a huge legislative victory for his economic agenda. Here's ABC's senior White House correspondent, Mary Bruce.
Tonight, a massive and surprising surge in hiring. The blockbuster jobs report smashing expectations, suggesting the economy may dodge a recession. The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, doubling what Wall Street expected. The U.S. has now regained all of the jobs lost during the pandemic.
It would be very unusual to have a recession where we're adding hundreds of thousands of jobs on a monthly basis.
While the report shows a robust labor market, inflation is still at a 40-year high, despite moves by the Federal Reserve putting added pressure on what it will do next. In D.C., Rahama Wright, who owns a small beauty product business, struggled during the pandemic. Now she's finally hiring again.
Since COVID happened, July was actually the first time I could bring on a full-time person.
At the White House, President Biden today taking a victory lap.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The president also celebrating more good news for his administration as Democrats tonight appear to have the votes to pass a key part of his agenda, his climate, health, and tax plan. Overnight, a major breakthrough. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema, the last Democratic holdout, announcing she's ready to move forward after party leaders agreed to scale back some of their tax proposals. The bill would be the largest investment in fighting climate change in U.S. history. Would help lower health care premiums and prescription drug costs, and would pay for it by raising taxes on big corporations and the wealthiest Americans. The president says the bill will bring down inflation and save Americans money, but Republicans dispute that.
This is a big tax increase on job creators in this country that isn't going to do anything to address the inflation crisis in this country.
The Senate is staying in town through the weekend. They're expected to start voting on this tomorrow. Republicans, though, are vowing to drag this out. But Democrats are confident they will have the votes to get this done. And the president is eager to sign this with just 95 days to the midterms. The president is hoping Americans will actually feel the economic impacts of this legislation before heading to the polls. Whit.
All right, Mary, thank you. Next tonight, hours after the conviction and sentencing of WNBA star Brittany Griner, Russia now signaling it's ready to discuss a possible prisoner exchange with the U.S. The Kremlin insisting, though, any talks must not be made public. Here's ABC's Maggie Rulli.
Tonight, as Brittany Griner's lawyers work to appeal that 9-year sentence, Russian's foreign minister saying they're ready to talk about a prisoner exchange. Sergey Lavrov telling reporters, we're ready to discuss this topic, but within the framework that was agreed upon by Presidents Putin and Biden. And again, cautioning the U.S. about going public with those negotiations, saying, if the Americans decide to resort to public diplomacy and make loud statements, this is their business, and even, I would say, their problem. Although the White House says talks are continuing, there's been no communication between Lavrov and Secretary of State Antony Blinken since a phone call last week. The two today sitting just feet from each other during an East Asia summit, the diplomats instead delivering dueling statements.
We put forward a substantial proposal that Russia should engage with us on. And what Foreign Minister Lavrov said this morning and said publicly is that they are prepared to engage through channels we've established to do just that.
Sources telling ABC News that substantial proposal is to swap Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan for notorious Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot. President Biden today also weighing in.
I'm hopeful. We're working hard.
A Russian judge on Thursday saying Griner had criminal intent when vape cartridges containing cannabis oil were found in her luggage in February. As she exited the courtroom, the 31-year-old Olympian sharing this message.
I love my family.
And Whit, tonight, Brittany Griner remains in that detention center. She awaits her appeal. Her lawyers are saying it could take months to work its way through the Russian court system. But if that prisoner swap comes through, the appeal can be dropped. Whit?
So many eager to see progress towards a deal. All right, Maggie, thank you. Also overseas tonight, China escalating its retaliation against the U.S. following House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. China unleashing the biggest military exercise around Taiwan in 25 years with 100 warplanes and 13 warships and launching numerous missile tests. China cutting ties with the U.S. on major issues, sanctioning Speaker Pelosi, the White House calling China's actions deeply irresponsible. Next tonight, tracking severe storms and extreme heat across the U.S., more than 77 million Americans under heat alerts tonight from Texas to Maine. A deadly lightning strike near the White House. 3 killed, including a husband and wife, 1 other in critical condition. Airlines reporting more than 2,600 flights canceled since yesterday. Here's ABC's Trevor Ault.
Tonight, dangerous temperatures from the Midwest to the Northeast. Heat-fueled severe thunderstorms sparking deadly lightning Thursday. This strike across the street from the White House killing 3, including James and Donna Mueller, a couple visiting from Wisconsin. 1 other person is in critical condition. Authorities discovering the victims near a tree.
Anybody who goes to seek shelter under a tree, that's a very dangerous place to be.
A waterspout from that same system coming ashore in Maryland, damaging homes on Smith Island. The weather also snarling air travel. More than 2,600 flights canceled since Thursday. And tonight, 77 million Americans now under heat alerts. At NYU Langone Medical Center in Brooklyn, Dr. Fidel Garcia says they're bracing for a surge in heat-related ER visits.
This is a season where we're seeing, you know, not only the heat wave, but also people being outside, people being ill-prepared for this type of ailment.
Summertime, high heat, unprepared. Perfect storm, basically.
Perfect storm, correct, yeah.
And temperatures are unrelenting through the weekend.
And with storms moving through New York tonight, you never want to seek shelter from lightning under tall structures like trees because lightning tends to strike the tallest object, but you also don't want to stay out in the open. If you can't get indoors, it's best to try to avoid the elevated areas and stay low. Whit.
An important reminder, Trevor, thank you. The extreme heat also triggering heavy rain and possible flooding from Kentucky to D.C. So let's get right to ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. And Rob, where's the biggest threat right now?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, but unfortunately, there's a severe thunderstorm warning right now heading across southeastern Kentucky, and it has heavy rainfall with it. And the flood watches in that area have been expanded. You see it here on the radar. They go from D.C. across southern Pennsylvania and through the Ohio River Valley to at least tomorrow morning, but will probably be extended because this situation is not really going anywhere. The heat advisors have been extended across the northeast through tomorrow. It'll feel like it'll be in the mid-90s across some of these big cities, and across a huge swath of the plains, the heat advisories continue as well. Heat indices up and over 100 degrees once again. This just making the drought worse across much of America. Nearly half of all Americans experiencing some sort of drought. Here in eastern New England, it's becoming more severe. Boston receiving less than 3 inches of rainfall so far this entire summer. Whit?
All right, we'll be tracking it through the weekend, Rob. Thanks. News tonight about the monkeypox outbreak spreading across the U.S. An adult connected to a daycare facility in Illinois testing positive for the virus. Health officials now conducting screenings after they say a number of children may have been exposed. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
Just one day after the federal government declared monkeypox a public health emergency, health officials in Illinois say an adult at a daycare has tested positive with the virus and a number of children may have been exposed.
Pediatricians are on site as we speak to screen children for cases, and there are mobile testing and vaccines for their families.
So far, just 5 children have developed monkeypox across the country. The vaccine for monkeypox can be given after exposure to the virus to prevent disease or lessen symptoms, but it is only given to children on a case-by-case basis. Illinois officials say they've been given special permission by the FDA to use the vaccine on anyone under the age of 18. It comes as the number of cases in the U.S. climbs to 7,500 across 48 states.
I want everyone to realize that we're all at risk of this virus.
The virus is primarily spread through close skin-to-skin contact, but can also be transmitted through prolonged face-to-face contact or touching clothing or bedding contaminated with the infected sore. Dr. Ashish Jha says he's not concerned about the virus spreading on surfaces.
We're monitoring that very closely. Have not seen any cases through playgrounds, have not seen any cases through public transportation, but I'm not worried about those as major mechanisms or even minor mechanisms of spread.
And with tonight, the CDC out with a new study breaking down who in the U.S. has been infected with monkeypox. 99% of the cases have been among men. An overwhelming majority have had sexual contact with other men. But the CDC, again, stressing that anyone can be infected with the virus as long as they've had prolonged close physical contact with an infected person. Whit?
All right, Faith, thank you. To the war in Ukraine now, and alarming reports of shelling near the largest nuclear power plant in all of Europe. Ukrainian officials say high-voltage power lines were damaged, both sides blaming each other. ABC's senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell back in Ukraine again tonight. Ian, good evening.
Yeah, Whit, more shelling at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Russia and Ukraine are both accusing each other of hitting the site. Russia's defense ministry releasing this video showing smoke rising from the fire. They're claiming it was caused by the shelling. One power supply is apparently out of action but isolated. Ukrainian authorities are saying two other buildings were also hit with a risk of fire, water leakage, and what they call sputtering of radioactive substances. Remember, the UN this week warning Europe's largest nuclear power power plant is, quote, completely out of control. And the Ukrainians tonight saying the possible consequences of hitting this site are equivalent to the use of an atomic bomb. Whit?
Certainly very concerning. Ian Panel, our thanks to you tonight. We move on now to the race that is on to save 10 miners trapped in a flooded tunnel in northern Mexico. Authorities now working around the clock trying to pump out water. There were 15 miners inside when the accident happened 2 days ago. Rescuers were able to save five of them. This is the third mining accident in the region since 2016. When we come back here, the terrifying moments at a parade in New Mexico and the dog that saved the day in New Jersey. Next tonight, a chaotic scene at a parade in New Mexico. Thousands of people lining the route of a Native American celebration when a large SUV slammed into the crowd, striking a number of people. At least 15 were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities arresting Jeff Ken Irving, the driver. They say he was drunk at the time of the incident. To the index now, another victory for a Donald Trump ally in Arizona. ABC News is projecting Carrie Lake, a one-time local television news anchor and staunch supporter of the former president, will win the Republican primary for governor. Trump campaigned in Arizona for Lake, both repeating his false claims that the 2020 presidential election was stolen by the Democrats. And Republicans have chosen Milwaukee as the site of their 2024 convention. RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel making the announcement. The city's Democratic mayor joining her on stage at the party's summer meetings, saying he is pleased to share in a moment of bipartisanship. The only other city under consideration, Nashville, voted Tuesday against hosting the convention. Finally tonight, America Strong, the three New Jersey boys that gave their parents a scare, and the bloodhound that brought everyone a happy ending.
Earlier this week in southern New Jersey, three boys under age 10 were out riding bikes, then went on foot to explore a creek in a heavily wooded area.
We're like down the stream for like 2 miles.
When the boys didn't return home, a grandmother of two brothers called local police. Officers found the bikes, but not the boys. So the sheriff's office called up their canine, a 2.5-year-old bloodhound named Shiloh.
When they said they were getting the dogs and they needed a piece of their clothing to sniff out, that's when I think it sunk.
Shiloh went off to search with three officers.
Timing is crucial in that situation, obviously.
The team navigating through deep brush, mud, and creek beds.
We knew she was getting close when she started pulling, you know, faster and faster.
Then, several miles in, the moment they'd been hoping for.
Sure enough, there's these three kids, and it was like Lord of the Flies, all by themselves, in bathing suit, and they were planning on surviving the night.
They're happy to see us. We're just happy to see them.
The officers relieved. The boys and their families reunited and grateful.
Thank you. We wouldn't have been found if it wasn't for Shiloh.
That hero dog, Shiloh, rewarded for a job well done.
The dog did what the dog's supposed to do. These kids are safe. You know, nobody was injured.
Thank you for saving us.
I think Shiloh deserves lots of treats. Good dog. Thanks so much for watching tonight. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. Have a great night.